what's the government lying about? I don't understand. Why are these people that I know that I've worked with in the government, people that I went to school with or people in my circle, you know, like why are these people lying about this stuff? And the more that they lied, the more that I dug and asked the difficult questions about my own experience and what happened. And immediately when this disease breaks out at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, I knew that Equal Health Alliance was doing the gain of function work there. It wasn't a question. I mean, we had discussed this work. I have the documents for it. And I'm telling everyone that it's a lab leak immediately. I'm like, this is not, whatever, how they're framing this as being coming out of a wet market doesn't make any sense.
Right.
This wasn't some dirty place, third world market.
And it was clear there was a desperation to push the narrative that they were pushing. I mean, there was no counter opinion allowed in any of the dialogue.
No. And from a scientific standpoint, which I still find fascinating, is that the data that gets handed to us from the Chinese is given to the science, Western scientific community. And then they start publishing papers on it. And nobody questions the validity of the data that's handed to us by the Chinese. And there's a number of papers out there. I think they're all going to have to be retracted eventually.
Yeah.
And there's still scientists who are pointing to this. Sort of the people who are, I wouldn't say my opposition, but the people who say this is a natural origin, they have no clue what they're talking about. And they're completely naive because there's no way that we would ever take data from the Chinese at face value and use it in science or in the government for analysis. They lie, cheat, and steal, and that's how they do business. They're not handing us the real data from this event. And in fact, the disease actually, this is what blows my mind, we have hard scientific evidence now that the disease actually emerged in late August or early September 2019.
Right.
Okay, so if you have all these scientists analyzing this data from the way that the events were portrayed to us, I mean, it's apples and oranges here. We're living on two different planets.